In a time of current political strife and conflict, it is easy to become caught up in what we don't have. It is of the same essence that many of us grew up with a fixed psyche, one that is unmindful and pretentious of our liberties. I, like many of you, am fortunate to be born in America, but my mother and her family didn't have the same privilege. My mother escaped as a refugee from a life of brutal warfare, poverty, and discrimination at a young age so she could give her children and her family the support, education, and the freedom she never had. My mother is just one out of the numerous people who see the true value of being an American citizen. Her journey wasn't an easy one, but what she saw was a land of opportunity, a land of civil rights, a land where her children possess the freedom of speech, press, and expression, and a land of humanity. My mother is a reminder of how lucky I am to be a citizen of this liberal country. Our country has indirectly been the inspiration and model of universal liberty. The Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution are some of our pinnacles of success. Let us not forget that the Declaration and the Constitution were the first of its kind, paving the path to a new era of politics and human rights. Through our initiatives, we have innovated the new standards of humanity across the globe, gaining worldwide appeal and attention from all generations, especially the younger generation. I am fortunate to be an American citizen. The destiny of the future generation in the United States is not presented to the individual, but is actively forged by each individual. This has become one of the worldwide envies of America, as in various countries around the world, your occupation, your identity, your fate are solely determined by caste. Being a high school senior, I am on the threshold to adulthood. I don't know where my life will guide me, nor do I know what tomorrow brings. Nevertheless, I am questionless that I hold my future in my hands as a citizen. You hold your future in your hands as a citizen. But it is up to each and every one of us of all colors, ages, genders, and religions united to lead our lives with the benevolence and tender love for our nation that exclusively grants us this privilege. Just as great American philosopher Edmund Burke once said, to make us love our country ought to be lovely. We love our nation not because it is ours, but because it is one deserving of our benevolence and sacrifice. We are a nation of pride and compassion. We are a nation of innovation. We are a shining light that strives to not make only the United States, but the world a better place for current and future generations. And that is what makes America great.